is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillander on KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O Lord our God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased with us. But O Lord our God, turn thyself to us again. Oh, turn thyself to us again. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord is God. And oh yes, Jesus is come in the flesh. So that wonderful work was performed. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. First and foremost, I give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. I also give thanks to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Israel for you this morning, for whomsoever it is that the Holy Spirit has directed to tune in this morning. For the Bible clearly tells us that many are called, but only a few are chosen. Many shall seek to enter thereinto, but only a few shall find it. Oh, what a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be in the Lord and have your spiritual eyes open where you can see and your spiritual ears open where you can hear. Oh, our forefathers longed to see this day. Their eyes wanted to see what we're seeing. And their ears wanted to hear what the Lord is blessing us to hear. What an awesome God that we serve. It is quite apparent that the Lord God Almighty has commanded his angels to shoot his arrow. And all the arrow has been shot is that arrow of deliverance. It's that arrow of setting us free from the enemy. Oh, let freedom reign. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. The Lord has revealed unto us that when he do move, he move suddenly. When he do move, it's done. You know, it's like a whoop whoop, there it is. Oh, good God Almighty. We can plainly see that the Lord is moving. The angels has been dispatched to go before his people. And oh, I want to set the record straight when I say his people. I'm talking about both Jew and Gentile, both red, yellow, black, and white. Oh, yes, Lord God Almighty. It's a wonderful time to to be in Christ. And, oh, yes, I love my job. And speaking of my job, it's time to go to work. Oh, praise be to his holy name. If you have your Bibles, you know how this thing rolls. You can follow along as the Spirit of the Lord order our steps in the Word of God. Oh, Lord God Almighty. Matthew chapter 11, beginning at the 25th verse, and Jesus said, and at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and hast revealed them unto the little babes. Oh, it's the babes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's quite apparent in that first verse that something marvelous has taken place. God has hid something. Jesus has said, I agree. That thing that he hid. Oh, my goodness. The Bible tells us that if we're blessed to find that thing that he hid, that it is more valuable than silver and gold. And it's with that thing that he hid, if we find it, then it's with that thing that we can command mountains to get out our way. And when they see you coming, when that thing is in you, they step aside and they let you come by. Oh, good God Almighty. Verse 26 said, and even so, Father, for it seems good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and to whomsoever the Son revealeth him. Oh, good God Almighty, it's quite apparent that Jesus Christ has been given permission by our Father to whosoever he decide, he can let them in on king's matters. In other words, he can pass on to them this wisdom and this great understanding. Whosoever he decides, Jesus can pass this wisdom, this knowledge, on to whosoever he chose to reveal. You see, in Matthew's the 28th chapter, this is how this occurs. Matthew's the 28th chapter reveals unto us, as we go there right quick, oh, thank you, Jesus, for your holy word. Matthew's 28th chapter, 18th verse tells us, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He has all power. This is how he's able to do what he wanna. But we know that when it comes to doing what he wanna, it's only what the Father wants him to do. We turn our Bibles to John the 6th chapter. We're trying to allow the Holy Spirit to open our eyes and reveal unto us this thing that is hid, and only the little babes. The Bible said if you come as a little child, oh yes, Lord, then you can receive that which is hidden. John chapter 6, beginning at verse 44, and it says, no man can come to me, Jesus says, except the Father which have sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that had heard and had learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man had seen the Father, save he which is of God. He had seen the Father. And verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me had everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Oh, praise be to his holy name. And now let's get back to that Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. And Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, good God Almighty, what an awesome God we serve. The Bible tells us in John chapter 6, verse 35 through 37, then Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Matthew's 11, the 29th verse tells us, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, Jesus says. Learn of me. What does this mean? It means we got to do some research. We got to dig deep. We got to try to find, a good example. When you guys heard that your stimulus money was on the way, when you guys heard that there was some money that had been sent down and possibly had your name on it, then immediately you began to learn, research, call IRS, call your friends, call your neighbors. Is this true? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Is money coming? And where my money at? You even had faith with it. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise be to his holy name. Matthew's 11, chapter 29 tell us, take my yoke upon me, on you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Rest unto your souls. Oh, what a good God we serve. What an awesome God. He's just so good. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for getting your people stimulus money. And I prophesize another one on the way. Oh, help them, Jesus. Have your perfect will. Ephesians chapter 4, oh, thank you, Lord, verse 1 through 6. And the Holy Spirit tells us, Brother Paul, as he's speaking, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness and longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, and evading to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, as one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. Now let's turn to Philippians chapter 2. Let's not lose sight of now what we're trying to discover, see with our spiritual eyes, is that thing that's been hid. Oh, hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 tells us, let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in the lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let the mind be in you which